Hatodik. Origó típusú beszédértestmérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatás szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 6. Task 1. UFO sighting. Mrs. Pat Norris, 28 years old, lived with her husband Carl and three children in a suburb of Mobile, Alabama. One evening she'd visited a friend in the city, and when the friend's husband arrived from work, Mrs. Norris left and headed home. As she turned off the highway, she heard an explosion. At this point, her car began to vibrate, making it difficult for her to steer. She negotiated another turn off the road she was on, brought the car to a halt, opened the car door, and leaned out to ascertain the cause of the problem. Mrs. Norris continued driving, and the vibrating stopped. She turned onto another road and saw that the woods ahead were brilliantly illuminated. At first, she thought there was a helicopter search in progress because of the lights, and she was very frightened. She again stopped the car, and at this point, she sighted a huge object about half a mile west of her. She later thought that the explosion she had heard earlier was the object coming down over a clay and gravel pit in the vicinity. When the object reached a point fairly close to Mrs. Norris, the object halted and all of the noise stopped. It was completely silent, and Mrs. Norris lost all the fear she had felt before. She strained to take in every detail, feeling like a child with unbelievable happiness. Mrs. Norris estimated the time duration of the sighting as 5 minutes. As the craft appeared, Mrs. Norris's attention was drawn to a top deck with a long window she estimated to be about 53 feet, and through which she viewed 20 or 30 persons, apparently oblivious to her presence, walking about as if they were changing shift. The people did not appear to look out of the window. The beings were pale-skinned and dressed in white one-piece suits. She judged them to be about 5 feet 10 inches tall, quite slender. She noticed nothing out of the ordinary about their eyes. What did draw her attention was the great grace of their movements. The overall atmosphere seemed sterile. Below this top deck window was an opaque window. The area around it was all white. This lower window was in sections and was inset. The glass was tinted. Below the centre of the craft, a door was closing from right to left. All across the craft, she saw rivets and portholes. She said she could see the portholes as she peered into the craft. She saw some construction that included huge I-beams, like they put ships together with, and beams holding the glass in there. She said it seemed possible that it could have been constructed here on Earth. Mrs. Norris said she believed that the beings didn't realise she was there until they were directly over her position. When the craft was going to vanish, it took a southerly turn and did not cross the main road again. It lit up the wooded area and the area beneath it as it moved on and disappeared into thin air.
Most 1 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 6. Task 1. UFO sighting. Mrs. Pat Norris, 28 years old, lived with her husband Carl and 3 children in a suburb of Mobile, Alabama. One evening she'd visited a friend in the city. And when the friend's husband arrived from work, Mrs. Norris left and headed home. As she turned off the highway, she heard an explosion. At this point, her car began to vibrate, making it difficult for her to steer. She negotiated another turn off the road she was on, brought the car to a halt, opened the car door, and leaned out to ascertain the cause of the problem. Mrs. Norris continued driving, and the vibrating stopped. She turned onto another road, and saw that the woods ahead were brilliantly illuminated. At first, she thought there was a helicopter search in progress because of the lights, and she was very frightened. She again stopped the car, and at this point, she sighted a huge object about 1/2 mile west of her. She later thought that the explosion she had heard earlier was the object coming down over a clay and gravel pit in the vicinity. When the object reached a point fairly close to Mrs. Norris, the object halted and all of the noise stopped. It was completely silent, and Mrs. Norris lost all the fear she had felt before. She strained to take in every detail, feeling like a child with unbelievable happiness. Mrs. Norris estimated the time duration of the sighting as 5 minutes. As the craft appeared, Mrs. Norris's attention was drawn to a top deck with a long window she estimated to be about 53 feet, and through which she viewed 20 or 30 persons, apparently oblivious to her presence, walking about as if they were changing shift. The people did not appear to look out of the window. The beings were pale-skinned and dressed in white one-piece suits. She judged them to be about 5 feet 10 inches tall, quite slender. She noticed nothing out of the ordinary about their eyes. What did draw her attention was the great grace of their movements. The overall atmosphere seemed sterile. Below this top deck window was an opaque window. The area around it was all white. This lower window was in sections and was inset. The glass was tinted. Below the centre of the craft, a door was closing from right to left. All across the craft, she saw rivets and portholes. She said she could see the portholes as she peered into the craft. She saw some construction that included huge I-beams, like they put ships together with, and beams holding the glass in there. She said it seemed possible that it could have been constructed here on Earth. Mrs. Norris said she believed that the beings didn't realise she was there until they were directly over her position. When the craft was going to vanish, it took a southerly turn and did not cross the main road again. It lit up the wooded area and the area beneath it as it moved on and disappeared into thin air.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 6. Task 1. UFO sighting. Mrs. Pat Norris, 28 years old, lived with her husband Carl and three children in a suburb of Mobile, Alabama. One evening, she'd visited a friend in the city, and when the friend's husband arrived from work, Mrs. Norris left and headed home. As she turned off the highway, she heard an explosion. At this point, her car began to vibrate, making it difficult for her to steer. She negotiated another turn off the road she was on, brought the car to a halt, opened the car door, and leaned out to ascertain the cause of the problem. Mrs. Norris continued driving, and the vibrating stopped. She turned onto another road and saw that the woods ahead were brilliantly illuminated. At first, she thought there was a helicopter search in progress because of the lights, and she was very frightened. She again stopped the car, and at this point, she sighted a huge object about half a mile west of her. She later thought that the explosion she had heard earlier was the object coming down over a clay and gravel pit in the vicinity. When the object reached a point fairly close to Mrs. Norris, the object halted and all of the noise stopped. It was completely silent, and Mrs. Norris lost all the fear she had felt before. She strained to take in every detail, feeling like a child with unbelievable happiness. Mrs. Norris estimated the time duration of the sighting as 5 minutes. As the craft appeared, Mrs. Norris's attention was drawn to a top deck with a long window she estimated to be about 53 feet, and through which she viewed 20 or 30 persons, apparently oblivious to her presence, walking about as if they were changing shift. The people did not appear to look out of the window. The beings were pale-skinned and dressed in white one-piece suits. She judged them to be about 5 feet 10 inches tall, quite slender. She noticed nothing out of the ordinary about their eyes. What did draw her attention was the great grace of their movements. The overall atmosphere seemed sterile. Below this top-deck window was an opaque window. The area around it was all white. This lower window was in sections and was inset. The glass was tinted. Below the centre of the craft, a door was closing from right to left. All across the craft, she saw rivets and portholes. She said she could see the portholes as she peered into the craft. She saw some construction that included huge I-beams, like they put ships together with, and beams holding the glass in there. She said it seemed possible that it could have been constructed here on Earth. Mrs. Norris said she believed that the beings didn't realise she was there until they were directly over her position. When the craft was going to vanish, it took a southerly turn and did not cross the main road again. It lit up the wooded area and the area beneath it as it moved on and disappeared into thin air.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. Apparently a very good idea.
Wolfgang, can you tell me a little bit about the history of your app company called Ahoy?
We as Ahoy have existed since 2014, and we are four people altogether. We are two designers, who teamed up together with Kars, who is a programmer, and Sarah, who is an educationalist. So we have four people doing kids' apps now.
Can you tell us a little bit about Fieta? A lot of your apps feature this little sailor character. He's super cute, and I know that when I first discovered the Fieta apps, I just assumed that he must be a well-loved cartoon character from Germany that you guys were incorporating into an app. But then I did a little more research and discovered that he was actually born in the app, right? Like, he didn't exist outside before that.
No, he didn't. Maybe that's what's so special with Fieta, because we ourselves became fathers in 2010, and so had contact with many great picture books. We thought maybe we could do something like that ourselves. So we started to try out many children's apps, and saw that in the printed book field, there was much more effort put into the physical product than there was in the digital version. So we came up with the style, and I painted with watercolours.
One of the things I'm really attracted to in your apps is the artwork. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's created each time?
It's made with real watercolours. So we design in the computer something that you could also do with your hands. So when you paint a texture, like a square with a colour, and then cut it out with scissors, you would have the same result. We just do the cutting inside the computer.
So, Wolfgang, about how long would you say it takes for most apps to go from being just an idea to actually showing up in the App Store? Is it a matter of months or years?
It's very different for each app. When it comes to our most recent app, first we completed sketches which are now 1 year old. It took a whole year to turn that idea into a fully functional app. Maybe that's because we throw many things away when we think that didn't work or see things that could work better. So it's an evolution. But sometimes it happens much quicker. An example would be our Olympics app. There are 13 different disciplines to play, and it was in the App Store in just 3 weeks. That was a very clear idea, and every discipline is a level, so we could release it with a smaller number of levels, 6 or 7 at first, and then add more after it was in the App Store.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Apparently a very good idea.
Wolfgang, can you tell me a little bit about the history of your app company called Ahoy?
We as Ahoy have existed since 2014, and we are four people altogether. We are two designers, who teamed up together with Kars, who is a programmer, and Sarah, who is an educationalist. So we have four people doing kids' apps now.
Can you tell us a little bit about Fieta? A lot of your apps feature this little sailor character. He's super cute, and I know that when I first discovered the Fieta apps, I just assumed that he must be a well-loved cartoon character from Germany that you guys were incorporating into an app. But then I did a little more research and discovered that he was actually born in the app, right? Like, he didn't exist outside before that.
No, he didn't. Maybe that's what's so special with Theatre, because we ourselves became fathers in 2010, and so had contact with many great picture books. We thought maybe we could do something like that ourselves. So we started to try out many children's apps and saw that in the printed book field, there was much more effort put into the physical product than there was in the digital version. So we came up with the style and I painted with watercolours.
One of the things I'm really attracted to in your apps is the artwork. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's created each time?
It's made with real watercolours. So we design in the computer something that you could also do with your hands. So when you paint a texture, like a square with a colour, and then cut it out with scissors, you would have the same result. We just do the cutting inside the computer.
So, Wolfgang, about how long would you say it takes for most apps to go from being just an idea to actually showing up in the App Store? Is it a matter of months or years?
It's very different for each app. When it comes to our most recent app, first we completed sketches which are now 1 year old. It took a whole year to turn that idea into a fully functional app. Maybe that's because we throw many things away when we think that didn't work or see things that could work better. So it's an evolution. But sometimes it happens much quicker. An example would be our Olympics app. There are 13 different disciplines to play, and it was in the App Store in just 3 weeks. That was a very clear idea, and every discipline is a level, so we could release it with a smaller number of levels, 6 or 7 at first, and then add more after it was in the App Store.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Apparently a very good idea.
Wolfgang, can you tell me a little bit about the history of your app company called Ahoy?
We as Ahoy have existed since 2014, and we are 4 people altogether. We are 2 designers who teamed up together with Kars, who is a programmer, and Sarah, who is an educationalist. So we have 4 people doing kids' apps now.
Can you tell us a little bit about Fieta? A lot of your apps feature this little sailor character. He's super cute, and I know that when I first discovered the Fieta apps, I just assumed that he must be a well-loved cartoon character from Germany that you guys were incorporating into an app. But then I did a little more research and discovered that he was actually born in the app, right? Like, he didn't exist outside before that.
No, he didn't. Maybe that's what's so special with Theatre, because we ourselves became fathers in 2010, and so had contact with many great picture books. We thought maybe we could do something like that ourselves. So we started to try out many children's apps, and saw that in the printed book field, there was much more effort put into the physical product than there was in the digital version. So we came up with the style, and I painted with watercolours.
One of the things I'm really attracted to in your apps is the artwork. Can you tell us a little bit about how it's created each time?
It's made with real watercolours. So we design in the computer something that you could also do with your hands. So when you paint a texture, like a square with a colour, and then cut it out with scissors, you would have the same result. We just do the cutting inside the computer.
So, Wolfgang, about how long would you say it takes for most apps to go from being just an idea to actually showing up in the App Store? Is it a matter of months or years?
It's very different for each app. When it comes to our most recent app, first we completed sketches which are now 1 year old. It took a whole year to turn that idea into a fully functional app. Maybe that's because we throw many things away when we think that didn't work or see things that could work better, so it's an evolution. But sometimes it happens much quicker. An example would be our Olympics app. There are 13 different disciplines to play, and it was in the App Store in just 3 weeks. That was a very clear idea, and every discipline is a level, so we could release it with a smaller number of levels, 6 or 7 at first, and then add more after it was in the App Store.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.